from my story to your story. Let's talk about grief. I will share my own grief journey, along with interviewing others about their path of sorrow and healing. I hope that you, the listener, will hear something that helps as you navigate your own grief, and that God will be glorified along the way. This content is meant as a discussion and not to give professional help. Let's get started.
Today, this is my daughter-in-law, Lauren, who is married to Justin, my middle son. And I say daughter-in-law, but I mean daughter in love, because I love my daughter-in-law's perspective on it. My husband passed away at the age of 55. And Lauren, at that time, you had known Dad for, we figured out, 7 years. Mm-hmm. So that's a long time.
Yeah.
It's long enough to really have a good relationship with somebody and grow and really love them. So I'm going to start out with, is there anything that you remember about Dad as far as when you met him and maybe there at the beginning?
Yes, I remember. So I came up here right after Christmas, right after we had started, Justin and I started talking, and I think we were here like overnight, and then we went to West Virginia, and I just remember sitting in the Durango, and it was your white Durango that had the buttons you could push to make the headrest go down.
Oh, yes.
So he thought that was pretty funny.
Did he hit like hit you in the back?
Yes, the entire trip.
Yes,
the entire trip.
That sounds like him.
He would do it, and then for an hour it would be fine. Then all of a sudden, wham, and you go forward again. I do remember that. And I don't. Of course, he may have just been trying to like haze me. I don't know. I remember when we got to. I think it was Janelle's house.
Okay.
There was so many cars there. We had to park kind of to the road. And it had snowed.
Oh, my
gosh. So he put our side on the side with the snow. And, of course, his side is just driveway. And he's just, like, kind of, I could see him giggling. So, which is fine. And, of course, at that point, you know, being from Georgia, I'm just like, it's
snow?
Freezing. And there's snow everywhere. So I do remember that, thinking, like, he did that on purpose. Like, in a fun, not a mean way.
Right.
A funny
right.
way.
Just
like,
being
pick
silly.
At you.
Oh, yeah. That's how he did things.
And I do remember my first church service.
Okay.
He had me stand up in front of everybody. I was in the back of the auditorium. I think we were sitting with Nan and Pop.
Okay.
Justin and I were. And he said, Justin's got a friend here. And of course, everybody was like,
oh my stars.
Turning.
I don't remember that.
Yeah. Oh, I do.
Bless your heart. What if y'all hadn't continued to date?
Yeah. He had everybody like turn, and then he told everybody where I was from and my name. And he's like, now, after church, I want everybody to go ask her how to say these certain words, because he was making fun of my accent.
Oh, yeah.
So, and people did. They very much did come up to me and ask me how to say certain things.
Oh, my goodness.
So I do remember that being like,
what?
Because I'm not one to be like, look at, you know, I'm
yes,
in the center.
Yes,
so
yes.
When he had me stand up, I was just like,
thinking back about that, I can't believe he did that.
Yeah.
To be honest.
I think he knew we could pick at each other.
Mm-hmm.
I really did. I think he knew that relationship was going to happen.
And he had your personality where he didn't like to be the limelight. So I wonder if maybe he also really thought you were the one.
Yeah. I mean, I think he knew like that was going to stick, and that was going to be like our thing. Like constantly we're kind of picking. Nothing ever mean
right.
or hurtful, or nobody got hurt. But constantly picking. And I know when we lived in the apartment, I think when we first got married, I think it was on Wednesday nights, like what was the show? The Duck Commander show?
Yes.
That's when that was like really big and coming out.
Yes.
So I remember some nights Justin would be working and I'd come up and I'd watch it. We'd watch it together.
Yes, because you love
because I loved all of it.
And you love out in the woods.
And he's like, it's on. So I come up. Or sometimes he'd text me and say, there's cookies up. I mean, all the time. That was like one of the perks of living in the apartment.
Yeah, they lived in an apartment that was below the rest of our house. It was private, separate entrance and all that. But for the first year.
He was constantly saying, I've got extra food. But my favorite was when he would text me and say, I've got cookies, chocolate chip cookies.
Yes.
So I'd scurry on up and get my cookies.
love it. So, I mean, just you can tell from what you're saying, but to reiterate, did you feel close to him? Like, yeah, he was in your inner circle? Because yeah, I think it's important for people to realize that.
Yeah. It wasn't like a long distance.
Right.
Like, we got married and then moved like halfway across the country or something like that, where we only saw, you know, Justin's family like twice a year. Like, it was kind of like, oh, hi, you know, I care for you. But like, you know, we were around each other all the time, really.
Yes.
Especially that first, I guess we lived down there for a year and a half. Yeah. Had Remy and brought him home to the apartment.
Right. That's right.
And then I remember he was pretty much crawling and kind of walking a little bit. And we bought the house in out in New Kent.
Okay.
I do remember, though, we had his first birthday party there.
Yes. Yeah.
So
that's
he
right.
was
we did.
Still.
We did.
Yeah. It was the construction theme.
That's right. It was adorable.
Yeah. We had that there. So I think we moved when he was probably like 1.5, maybe.
Right.
I don't think he was 2 yet.
Okay.
I know it was close enough. They kind of thought we could have his party at our new house, but it just didn't happen. So we had everybody out there. And
really, you all were only married a year, right?
Right.
When you got pregnant with Remy.
Yeah. We celebrated our first wedding anniversary on August 3rd. And then he came the 24th, because he came early. He came a month early.
That's right. Yeah. And, of course, I want to talk about that in a whole different episode, mm-hmm. but you had health problems. Yeah. Doctor said, if you're going to have babies, try now. Mm-hmm. And you all did try right away, and God graciously gave you two.
Yep.
And I want that to be a whole separate topic. But, yes, you all lived down there, and
2 separate times.
That was, then you came back when your house sold overnight, when you put it up for sale.
Yes, literally overnight. And then we're going to build.
I remember Justin calling and saying, Mom, can we move back into the basement apartment? I was like, what? With 2 kids.
She got rid of us.
Yeah. Well, I think that shows 2 things. I think it shows the relationship we had, that you all could live there and not go.
That you let us
completely nuts. Yes. I say that, but it speaks volumes of you as the in-law, so to speak. You know, mm-hmm. in-laws get a bad rap, and I understand there are things, you know, there are situations where in-laws, you know, it's hard or whatever, but in our situation, it does show your patience, and I'll talk about that too, even in just checking and staying with me after Dad passed. But, you know, you just putting up with the differences in the way your mother-in-law might do things or your father-in-law mm-hmm. or whatever, and living downstairs, even though we try to give each other privacy, it's hard to live like that at times, even in the best situations. And so it shows good of you and good of Dad. But so, what do you think of when you think about Dad? Like, whether it's characteristic trait or something you shared, or
my mind always goes to this. It goes to chickens. It really does. The man loved his chickens.
Yes.
I feel like that was kind of our thing. I mean, I know people kind of helped out here and there, but I feel like that was kind of our thing, because I would go out and be the one to chase them and get them and put them back in the pen.
Yes.
And then when the I forgot about Houdini. Oh. I'll come back. Right. I'll circle back.
To him. Let's go to a possum.
The possum, the big fat possum, kept getting in and killing them.
Yes.
And it finally killed Remy's chicken, who at the time I think was only like, I think Remy was like 2 or 3, I think, when it happened.
Yeah.
He wasn't like school yet.
Yes.
And was very upset about it. So we put traps out. I guess I can say this on here. Sorry.
I know. I know.
Put traps out, and it was a very fat possum. Like, he was just having a smorgasbord on the chickens, and Remy was upset, so we...
What's funny is Remy tells about...
Took care of
him. Yeah, Remy tells how we took care of him. You'll have to watch the episode with Remy to find that out.
Right there with him, and I'm like, do you want to do this? Do you want Mom to do it? So we kind of did it together, and no more chickens were eaten by that possum.
Oh, there you go.
Later, you know, other animals got to him, but that possum was no more. And then Houdini, I hated that chicken. And I know people probably thought I killed him when I found him dead.
I know.
People probably are like,
maybe Lauren helped.
Did you really find him? I'm not going to lie. I was pretty excited when I found him dead. Houdini was a chicken that kept getting out of the pen. hence the name Houdini.
Yes.
And like to come to the back doors of the apartment and poop.
right where you're going to step.
So I on multiple occasions would come out, step in it, not realize it. I remember one time we were getting ready to leave for Georgia.
Yes.
And I had never wanted to wring that chicken's neck as much as that day. I stepped in it and didn't realize it and came back in the apartment.
Oh, and tried
so
to
it's
get ready
all over
to
the
go
carpet.
Out of town.
Yeah, all over the carpet, the rug, and I was just so mad. So I'm in there scrubbing, you know, trying to get it cleaned. And then he also liked to poop in front of my car door.
Yes.
I think he knew. Like, he knew which one was the driver's side.
Oh,
he really did.
He did, because he would peck on the door.
Yeah. Like, didn't he get in a lady's car one time?
Yes, the lady picked up furniture. She left the door open. We both went in to get the furniture. We come out, and she screams. And I look, and Houdini's literally sitting in the passenger side of the car. And all I could think of was, oh, did he go in her car? But fortunately, we just shooed him out, and he had not. But yes, he was.
He was a terror.
He was a little bit like a human.
Yeah, he would come, like when I would have the blinds drawn or like, you know, pulled up on those French doors, he would come and peck.
Peck to get in.
Peck at the door just constantly until you opened it, because I never let him in intentionally. But yeah, that day I found him. I was like, oh, thank you, Lord.
Yes.
So
she was not sad that he passed away.
I wasn't. So I took care of him. Not the same way we took care of the person.
Right.
I didn't kill him, I promise. I really think it was hunting dogs, because
yes.
they had been around
yes.
the house that week. And I really think it was the dogs that did it. But I did. I got his body up and
I didn't realize you took care of him after.
I did.
So, as I emphasized earlier, Lauren hunts, fishes, and even though, you know, I mean, she's just a Southern girl through and through. Beautiful, but just right there with you on the outdoor sports. And so she shared that with Dad and the outdoor stuff and the chickens and all that kind of stuff. What do you think of when you think of his personality traits or his characteristics?
Well, he loved to cook, which I was a huge fan of, especially like starting out, like living in the apartment like we did. Like I could cook. I use that term very loosely, very loosely.
Well,
like my mom and my sister are fantastic cooks. Like they can make anything from scratch, follow the recipe. So growing up, I never had to because they did it.
Right.
So I never like, you know, truly cooked like they did. So when we first were married, I'm sure Justin was very thankful that we lived in the apartment, because Dad fed us quite often.
He did like to cook.
He did. He liked to share it, too.
Yes.
Like anytime he cooked, especially if Justin was at work, he'd say, I've got food. Or I loved it when he made the potato soup. The chocolate chip cookies were my favorite. And then it's barbecue, of course.
Absolutely.
Anytime he made that, I'm like,
famous for his barbecue.
Yeah. I didn't even ask if he had extra. I would just come take it.
Yes.
Because you could smell it cooking in the middle of the night. Like you wake up at 3 a.m.
Right.
Like, oh, he's
right.
cooking. He's cooking.
And
his
then you can't sleep for a couple hours because your stomach is just churning. So you think of him as a good cook.
Yes.
Anything else?
His cooking for sure. You just, anytime you needed something, he was there. I remember one time I needed to go to the doctor, and it had snowed.
Okay.
Again, I'm from Southeast Georgia.
Georgia girl.
We don't get snow. So I needed to go to the doctor, and Justin, I think, was at work. And it wasn't like an emergency or anything, but it was a doctor's appointment, and I couldn't cancel it last minute. And he came and picked me up and took me and waited and brought me back home.
Aww.
And yeah, it just... I'm sure, like, if I really thought about it, there's multiple, you know, times like that he did that. And another thing that kind of just popped into my mind was when Remy, we were living in New Kent. Remy, I think, had, I can't remember if it was croup or something really bad. Like, he wasn't in the hospital, but it was kind of that teeter-tot, like, maybe we should, maybe, you know, put him in. So we were trying stuff at home first, antibiotic, and he came by a Sunday afternoon after he'd preached Sunday morning, like Sunday school, church. He came by and brought me my favorite drink and candy bar, which is a cherry Coke and Reese's.
Yes,
anybody
he did
wants
know
to know.
That.
he brought that, and then he brought Justin his, which would be like a fast break, and probably at the time was it root beer?
Mm-hmm, probably.
And then he brought Remy, which he still talks about. I don't know if he did on his little episode, but the bug juice.
Oh, yes. He
brought him every flavor of bug juice and, of course, you know, junk food.
Aww.
But even Remy remembers that, and I have pictures.
I was going to say, I remember pictures of that.
Because we brought him out. Yeah, we brought him outside. I can't remember what it was
he had. To get some sunshine.
We brought him out to get fresh air, but just to be outside so Dad wasn't coming in. It's just, you know, German festivals.
Yeah.
I can't remember if it was like the flu. Because he didn't care, of course.
But I do remember he was really sick. Like, maybe his breathing and dehydrated.
Yeah.
Obviously, the seven bug juices or whatever they were.
Yeah. Of course, Dad didn't care. He's like, yeah, I'll come inside. Yeah, I don't care. But I remember the pictures we have, Remy sitting on our table outside in front of him in his diaper.
Yes.
He's got all the bug juices around him.
Yes.
Just smiling. Like, yeah. Multiple things like that. He would just bring stuff by. Kind of like Nan and Pop. Just drop by. You know, we have food.
Stuff. Yes,
we've been to Tom Leonard's or BJ's. We're going to come by.
Here we come.
And it was like groceries for like a month.
Right.
He never had to buy groceries hardly.
Very thoughtful.
Yeah.
Yes, he got that. I would say he learned that well from his parents.
Yeah, came by it honestly.
Doing nice stuff for people. So to kind of enter the little bit of the darker side of it, or, you know, what was it like? First of all, we'll talk about it from your standpoint of married to someone who lost their dad. What was it like to watch Justin grieve?
Mm-hmm.
How did you deal with that? Just anything you want to tell us about that?
Well, honestly, like, when I think about it, which I know a lot of people say this probably, it's like a blur.
Yes.
It really is.
I do think shock does that for you.
It's, like, kind of hard to pinpoint, like, certain emotions. Like, you remember, like, the big stuff, I think, but just, like, the little details. I feel like I'm like, I just can't remember. I remember when he, that morning when he left, I don't know, that was just kind of like a cloud that had settled on that day. Like, he knew
something was
coming, something was wrong, which I feel like Justin knew that night when he came home. But I remember him calling me saying, you know, he just getting out what he could, you know, he's gone. And like, that's it, he's gone.
Because weren't you coming back from a doctor's appointment or something?
No, I was at home.
You were?
We were at home. I had gotten up. Remy was in school still.
Oh, okay. That's
school.
What it was. So you're taking Remy.
So I had drove all the way in, dropped Remy off.
That's what it was. Okay.
Justin was at home with Barrett. As soon as I got home, Justin was like, I need to leave.
Okay.
He went on.
Okay.
So I knew, I just could feel something.
Something.
So I got Barrett dressed. I think I got us all like changes of clothes and pajamas.
Oh, wow. Look at you.
I do remember that. I remember thinking, I need to pack an overnight bag.
And you are that person who is organized and prepared. She's always prepared.
Be a little much so.
Always prepared. No, I think it's great. I think it's great.
I remember doing that. I remember saying, I'm just going to take the time real quick and just grab pajamas, clothes, toothbrush, medicines, diapers, what we need. And I think I had made it to the light at King William.
Okay.
Right there at the light. Like, you know, Food Lion and Burger King.
Okay.
When he called me.
Okay.
And that time I had my charger, so the...
You were on the... You were
driving. I was on the way in, like, just trying to get in, because I wasn't sure if y'all were still at the house or where you were. Because at that point, I didn't know it had happened. I could feel, you know, you could feel something. I was just trying to get in.
Yeah.
And his phone popped, like, his name popped up on my screen in the charger, and I just knew, like, I knew that's what it was. So he got out, you know, like, he's gone, and... I honestly can't remember a ton. I don't think he said a whole lot. He said he's gone. He just kept repeating that over and over.
Oh, my.
So I do remember saying, like, where are you at? He said, the hospital. I said, regionally. He said, yes. Like, I'll go get Remy. I'll be right there. So I remember getting off the phone with him. And it was like just like a shock, you know, like.
Yeah, it's almost like your body braces. Like, I need to get to
Justin.
Yeah,
Yeah. So I do remember, though, because I still had at least 30 minutes in to the school to get Remy. So I remember calling my mom and telling her.
See, this is all a blur to me because I didn't remember that part.
Yeah, because he was in K-5, you know.
So that's where you were that morning. I knew you were coming from somewhere, and he waited on you to get there before he came to the house.
Yeah, I had dropped Remy
But I forgot
off.
That that's what it was. Okay.
Yeah. So I remember calling my mom and telling her, just kind of just getting the words out, you know? And she said, well, I'll call you, because my dad was, I think, on visitation. And he's like, well, I'll call dad and your siblings and you let me know if you need anything.
Okay.
So, and then I remember pulling up to the school and getting out, and Brother Young was outside.
And did they know? And did people there know? I don't remember if...
They didn't know that he had passed.
They knew it was serious.
They knew something was going on.
Okay.
And I just remember thinking, because Denise was in the office.
Yeah.
I just remember thinking, like, I can't go in and see her. She's going to know when she looks at me. She's going to know. So, and again, I think this is just how the Lord worked it out. Like, as soon as I pull up, like, right in Dad's parking spot, I pulled into his parking spot. Here comes Brother Young walking out of the church building, you know, going to the school building. And I just said, can you go into the office and check Remy out for me?
Oh, wow.
And I was like, I need to get to the hospital. I think they knew that something was going on. I think they were aware of it, but they didn't know, I don't think, the extent of it.
Okay.
But I just remember telling them, like, can you please just, like, I can't go in there.
Oh, wow. I didn't realize that, but yeah, that worked out.
It did. Like, he walked out as soon as I pulled up. I just remember asking, can you please go in and check Remy out, sign your name, my name, whatever, you know, it's fine. Which I was comfortable with him doing it. You know, they're like another set of grandparents to the boys.
Exactly.
And he was like, I think he knew. Like, he just kind of looked at me, and I just kind of shook my head. I was like, he's gone. And he was like, what?
Yeah.
I was like, yeah. He goes, I'll be right back. So he went in. I was like, I can't go in there right now. So he went in and got Remy and brought him out to me. And then we got to the hospital. But just, you know, walking in. To that.
Yeah.
You know, we didn't, like, I never actually went in the back. Because at that point, you know, everything had happened. And I don't think Justin was wanting to go.
Right.
You know, I didn't.
Because people deal with it differently.
Right. And I didn't ask, like, you know, if he wanted to go back and me go, that's fine. If not, of course, we had the boys with us.
Yes.
So I never actually went back into the room where they had, you know, he was at. But I, you know, remember Nan and Pop being in there. I remember when I walked in with Remy, Pop, bless his heart, he just lost it. Which I think it probably was like Don as a little boy.
Yes.
You know, walking in.
Because
he looks just like him.
Yes.
So
as time went on, how did you cope with that? Do you feel like you had to set some grief aside, your own grief?
I think so, because again, it was just like, what? You know, like, what's going on, you know, type just shock. And, you know, like that almost like, I don't know if it's the right term, is flight or fight, you know, mentality.
Oh, no, it is. It is.
Like, it's not in, like, for my life,
yes.
But, you know, it's either like,
yes,
I can fall apart, like, you know, everybody else, rightfully so,
right.
You know, are doing.
Right.
Or you just.
But that's what happens.
Got to do it. You got to deal with it.
Yeah, and I do think that's what you go into that mode.
Yeah, for
and
sure.
And you have to be the one. I won't talk about the exact same situations I did with Joy, you know, with how I went into that when Jane went to college, you know, to help Dad. But I do think that's what happened. Your mind goes into that. And the reason I bring this up is because I think a lot of times what we call I'll call it a secondary person in someone's life, which you weren't, you know, we love our daughters in love like they're our own, even though you have your own wonderful mom and dad that are your mom and dad. We love being a part of your life and you being a part of ours. But I do think that, you know, sometimes like the daughter-in-law or a son-in-law, or I've even heard people talk about how, you know, when a parent loses a child and how that's one of the worst kinds of losses possible. But then, you know, people, not that they forget about them, but sometimes I think we picture like the sibling of the person who died as being secondary or a secondary loss when, and so sometimes, you know, it's interesting to me to go back and now, because I was in a blur back then, you know, to hear y'all's perspective and the grief you went through. And I do think you just kind of bolster yourself to help this person who's grieving extremely heavily.
What you, I mean, you have to do that.
Right.
Like, somebody has to, I mean, not like a pat on the back.
No, but it is. But, like, one Joy, of the people have to decide
like
to do
Joy
it.
Joy and Chrissy, you know, did the same thing.
Yes, exactly.
You know, Joy had three kids to take care of.
Right.
I think John and Chrissy had been married a couple years at that point.
I would think so, yes.
You know, she has her husband, new husband to take care of.
Right.
And, you know, I've got my husband with two little boys, and, you know, Joy and I both had school age. At least mm-hmm. Remy and Ellie were school aged.
Yes.
Still trying to do normal life.
Right.
In the midst of it.
Right.
So it's kind of like somebody has to. So, again, not a pat on the back or anything, or that made it any less, but, you know, you just kind of had to.
Yeah.
That's all I can say is you just had to.
You feel like with time you've had... Like you've been able to think about it and do your own grieving and
oh,
so
for
forth.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah, for sure. I remember the first time, I think you were still over in that other house.
Mm-hmm.
I think I had to borrow the truck for something.
Oh, yes. Yes. Yes.
I think. I can't remember if we were borrowing it, maybe because one of ours was in the shop. Who knows? But I remember getting in it and just like falling completely apart. And I'm like, what is wrong with me? And I'm kind of like, I haven't actually done this yet.
Yes, yeah, yeah. It's your turn to grieve.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah,
that's exactly right.
And it was just not neat. Like, you know, like, oh, this is great. But it was kind of like a release.
Yes.
Like, you know, when you're so tense.
Yes.
And then finally, like, you get, like, on a heating pad or a nice hot shower.
Yes.
And then it's kind of like you can feel your muscles just.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I think that's important
to
think of that, to realize there are people who are delaying their grief, and not in a bad way, like they're, you know, burying it, but
mm-hmm.
they have to be the one that's strong in something.
Right.
And then there comes a point where you have to deal with grief about whatever
mm-hmm.
happened, whether it's a person or whether it's something that happens in your life. And anything else on your heart about any of this?
Mm. It was just so much that happened that is hard to remember. Like
mm-hmm.
people will say stuff and I'm just like, I don't remember that, but then you remember the strangest thing.
Yes.
You know, that I remember getting back to the house, and it was just like within maybe 2 hours, probably less than that, people
mm-hmm.
were showing up with
yes.
stuff, and I'm
yes.
just like, wow, like how do you even get, like, go to the store
yes,
and
get
stuff
in time.
This fast, you know, and just being amazed and blown away about how sweet everybody was.
Yes.
And, I remember intercepting some of that at the door because some of them, you know, they, you know, wanted to show they cared but didn't want to impose either because
right.
it just
right.
happened like that day or the day after, you know, it was the day after and getting to talk with those people that came. And I won't even begin to try to name them because
right.
it was, I'll leave somebody out.
I did a video about that, how... like ideas for what to do for
mm-hmm.
people, because
which is a very, very good.
Ours was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I could have ever been more well
yeah.
cared for. But I do want to say this right here. I guess I said it back then. I'm sure I did not. Okay, I'm going to get a little teary on this one. But sorry, I remember I said this in Joy's interview too, and so I say personally to you, thank you for all that you did around that time and after. I think people should know, you know, what a blessing they are in people's lives. I remember what you just said that spurred that thought when you said, I went to the door and received food or whatever people brought. I remember you came and stayed at my house. I don't know, was it the first week or two for sure, solid.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what the daughter-in-laws did. And I remember, daughters in love to me, but I remember thinking, you know, my normal personality was, wow, okay, stop, y'all are doing too much, or I'll get it, or whatever. But I was too distraught
yeah.
to do it. And not that y'all weren't distraught. It was like you said, somebody just had to do
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
And I remember noticing you all moving around, doing things, taking care of things. And I remember thinking, oh my goodness, you know, they've got their own grief. They've got watching their husbands deal with this, watching their grandkids, and they're taking care of kids. And because the kids were little enough then, it wasn't like they just fended for
yeah,
themselves.
They were, Barrett and Boston, I think, had just turned three.
Three.
Because
yeah,
Ellie had just
summer.
Turned five, and then Remy turned five like the
yeah.
month before.
So,
and then
so
Lex
we had like
was
two 5 year olds, two
Lex
3 year olds,
one.
And he was 10 months
yeah,
old,
he wasn't
I think.
Even
yeah,
one yet. Yeah, yeah.
So there was a lot to take care of just with children. And I do remember thinking, what a blessing you all were and how you did take care of things. And then just your personality to, you know, Justin's personality is to be the protector. Mm-hmm. And of course, Jamie was involved as a stepping in at church. And then eventually the church wanted him to come and be pastor. So their lives were full. John and Chrissy didn't live right there,
right,
close by at the time. They did come and actually live with me for a little bit later.
Which I think was very good timing,
key. Yeah,
too.
It was perfect. Yeah. It was perfect.
Yeah.
And but I do remember that you especially would just drop things and stay because Justin and Remy have that personality of protecting mom.
Mm-hmm.
And I can remember y'all would come over. We'd all get together as a family like we would. Might be a Friday night or whatever. And we'd have our food, we'd have our time together, everybody would start leaving, and we would start talking about something with Dad, and I would tear up, and I was always on the front porch, y'all were at the vehicle, ready to go, and I would get into tears over something, and I didn't do it on purpose, I didn't do it like, oh, I'm sad, or some afraid, or y'all need to stay with me, but...
That was hard, I mean, you go
it's
from
hard
having,
to, yes.
I mean, I you know, have never been through that, and I hope I never do, but, you know, I mean, you go from having your best friend right there beside you to they're not there anymore.
Exactly.
And then, you know, and I know you had James and Joy right up the road, and we were about 30-ish minutes, 25
from
minutes
you.
Away.
Yeah.
But, you know, you're just, like, you're by yourself. And that, I know that was the thing. Justin just
couldn't handle that.
He couldn't handle it.
Which, well, I remember Remy would say.
Remy couldn't either.
He was so little, five or six years old, and he would look at his parents and say, I don't know if y'all are going home tonight, but I'm not leaving Nana. He was, matter of fact, it was like he would plant his body. I'm not leaving Nana. And then you all would exchange a look, and you would nod, and then you all would grab what you have, and you'd come back in the house and spend the night with me.
Yeah.
And but now... Like, I've come out to the house to keep the animals recently. So, I remember thinking, packing everything up to go over there to keep the animals and thinking, Lauren is a gem. My daughters-in-laws are gems that they just dropped things and stayed there off and on all the time, especially those first 2 years. You and Justin especially just dropped everything. Not that you lived with me, but, I mean, you know,
kinda
you probably felt like you did.
You kind of did.
And so...
Which Remy was ready to just move in.
Yeah, Remy would
mean,
have moved
he
in.
He would ask
me.
On multiple occasions, can't I just go live with Nana? It's by my school. I can see you at church. And I'm like, you're five.
That was his, was and is his personality to
very
take
much
over
so.
And protect. And so.
Still is, yep.
I will say that to you personally, you know, as a daughter-in-law, that I so appreciate. Because you could have just said, you know, and rightly so. We're not doing this. You know, we have our own house. We have our own things to take care of. Your mom, she'll be fine. You've got to let her do this. And we did do that.
I know
eventually.
There were some times when you know, say I need a couple of days. Like, you know, text before you come by or
I
something
need to
like
grieve
that.
A little.
Yeah.
Or,
and we would give you your space.
Yes.
And of course, you know, we would, Justin, and be like, have you heard from mom? You know, is she okay? So we text and then come back over.
Yes.
But it, you know. And it wasn't like I have to do this. Like
that's what I mean. You didn't act like that. You didn't act huffy.
I hope
huffy.
I didn't.
No, you didn't. Like, it wasn't huffy like, oh, here we go again. Or I really wanted to go home and sleep in my own bed tonight. I mean, I'm sure those thoughts had to have crossed your mind sometimes. But you never acted like that.
I
appreciate it.
Well, of course. And not this knock on wood. If I had to do it again, which I hope I never have to. Like, you do it.
Yeah.
And not like, I gotta do it. You know, like, you do it because it's your family. Like, you know, if my family was in the same situation, I know Justin would be right there doing the same thing. So,
Well, I appreciate everything. One of the things I guess I would say, because you're at this vantage point to help others, you've got children who grieve, especially Remy was old enough to remember Papa, and they were very close.
Yeah.
Any thoughts on that? Anything you do to help a child through that or anything you remember doing that seemed to...
Well, with Barrett, when it happened, you know, we told him, but it just didn't really, really register, I don't think. I think he kind of was aware of what was going on, but it just didn't really register.
Right.
Remy, I think it did, But then, like you said, it took a while. Mm-hmm. Like, they would kind of start to get irritated, like, a couple months later. And mm-hmm. it's like, that's why. Like, oh, he's really not, you know, in his recliner, you know. Or he's not, you know, at the stove cooking me, like, a, you know, a yummy meal. But I'm not a pro by any means. Of course, because mine were younger. I do think it would be different if your kids, like, if the kids were the age they are now.
Right.
I mean, I think it would be far worse. And, like, yes. I really wouldn't know what to say to somebody going through that. But with Remy, he did. I think he realized, and I think he was more tuned into the pain around him mm-hmm. than,
true.
You know,
true.
Being upset himself. But like you said, I think they did start to realize, oh, this is real. Mm-hmm. This isn't like some, like, Papa's gone for a little bit. He's sick in the hospital and he'll be back. Like, you know, that's not going to happen. But I think too, what's important is to keep talking about him,
right.
even though it's hard. Like right. I remember the first probably like year or two, like, you know, Justin would be on his phone looking at pictures or videos or voicemails and, you know, trying to show them to Remy and Barrett just so they remember his voice and Barrett remembers, you know, this
sure.
was Pawpaw, especially because sure. he was so little. You know, that was hard for Justin to do.
Yes.
And it was hard for both of us. Just like,
yes.
oh my goodness, I can't listen to this. But if you don't,
right.
that's also, I think, detrimental to yourself.
Right.
And then to the kids, then, you know, that they don't remember what his voice sounds like or how blue his eyes were, or how curly. And that's one thing Remy prides himself in is his
curls.
His curls.
Just like his
just channel. Like Papa. So I think even though it is hard to do that, like, show them videos, show them pictures, pull out, like, you made those memory boxes mm-hmm. for the boys.
Sure.
And the photo album for
yes.
each grandkid with pictures of them with Papa. You know, even though it is hard, get it out.
Mm-hmm.
Do it. Because mm-hmm. it will help you, even though you don't think it is. At that moment, especially if it's fresh.
Yes.
But it helps you. It helps them to remember them. And it's not like they're forgotten. And as time goes on, not that it's like, oh, yeah, this is like, it's easy to do now. But it's not as hard
right.
to do now.
Right.
Like when you hear his voice or you see a picture, it's not like you fall apart you know, all right. the way. And I think doing it from the start helps that.
I think so,
you
too.
You know, like, if you don't do it for, like, a year or two, and then all of a sudden you do it, it's, I feel like it would, again, we did it, so
right.
I don't know. Like, I don't know.
It's like
but I feel like you would reopen it,
so
and it would
wide.
Be all brand mm-hmm. new again.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. I think just, you know, I always tell Remy, like, you got your pawpaw curls today.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, we mention him.
Yes. And then he feels like, it doesn't feel strange to talk about
yeah,
that he's
no,
not
like it's
here.
Like, why are we talking
he's,
about
he's
him?
He's interwoven
yeah.
into our everyday life.
Yeah.
And even our life now with the kids growing up.
Yeah.
And us all still interwoven together. And then, as we'll talk about in other episodes, because I'll interview my husband now, I'm remarried.
Yeah.
And, you know, he lost his wife, so his family
mm-hmm.
has their grief.
Yes.
And we talk about both of our former spouses
mm-hmm.
in front of everybody, and with our, we want to keep those memories alive with the grandkids.
Yeah,
and,
for sure.
And I do think there's, you know, still we cry some over something,
yeah.
but it normalizes that, you know, this person was a part of our lives, and
right.
we're not going to forget them,
yeah.
and we're still you're welcome to talk about them.
Right,
yeah.
right. And anytime the boys, especially, do something like with cars, because they drive. We live out in the country, so
mm-hmm.
they drive stuff all the time. They do something, or they're just being crazy outside. I'll say something like, Pawpaw would have thought that was
yes,
funny.
Yeah,
or
he would have laughed.
Justin will bring up a story about when Pawpaw did this, and yeah, just kind of like they hear his name.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it may not be every single day, like every day we say something, but it is very often.
Yes.
And I think doing that, as hard as it is from the beginning, that would be my advice.
Okay.
Is
good advice.
Normalize it.
Yeah.
You know, even though it's hard for the first probably 2 or 3 years,
yes.
it does get easier.
Yeah.
It doesn't take the pain away, but the pain isn't as, almost like a heartbeat. Like, right. You know, like right, like boom, boom, boom. It's right. More subtle.
Oh, there you go. That's a good, no, that's a great way to describe
it. You know, like when it first happens, it's just like, it's there, it's there. But then you talk about them and it's just like, yeah, I miss them, but you know.
I'm carrying my grief differently. Yes. And you know, you're able to.
Yeah.
I don't know, process it differently. Right. Like you said, it doesn't go away, but you process it differently.
And you can have a normal conversation, mm-hmm. which the first conversation is like after it happens, like there's nothing wrong at all with falling up. And not even exactly. be able to finish the conversation. That's right. normal and that's healthy, I think, in my opinion. But, you know, normalizing it and talking about it, the further you get out, you like this, you can sit and talk.
Yes.
And it's not like this big weight.
Right.
You know, it's not right. like in your face. You haven't talked about it in forever.
Right, right. So. You come out further from it and learn yeah. how to carry the grief mm-hmm. and to really, if you choose to really just be grateful for the time you
right.
had.
Right.
You know, that's where I'm at. I'm very thankful for everything we had together mm-hmm. and for every moment we had.
Yeah.
All and the what's vacations. Come out of it. I mean, I get, Joy mentioned that. She said, oh, I forgot to say something about the vacations on my
that was always a yeah. fun. I remember our last few, I was like the two at least, I was either very much expecting.
Yes, you were.
Or like the next year had, you know, not even a 1 year old. And I remember that one vacation. Was it the Outer Banks where the boys did the rope course? Was it the Outer Banks?
Yes.
Nag's Head?
Or was that Tennessee?
I don't think it was Tennessee.
No, there was one in Nag's Head. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yes,
I
yes.
Just, yeah, I
earlier
just,
on.
Yeah, I remember being so mad I couldn't do it.
Because here you are.
Because I had a big
expecting.
Belly and they wouldn't let me. And I'm just like, I had
and
to
you
stand
were so
under like
young.
A dope
yes,
watching everybody.
That was
Nag's yeah, that head. Was disappointing. But we
that
did.
Was that the.
That I think I was pregnant with Remy.
Yeah, yeah.
So that would have been like. Our first, like my first
family
vacation with the Sumter side.
Yeah.
And I was like, I think I had him like not even 2 months later because he came early. Yeah. So I thought I had more time and I didn't.
Well, that, I yeah. think that was something so important to Dad. He grew up doing vacations mm-hmm. with family. I grew up doing, you know, because we lived out of town from both sets of grandparents, our vacations yep. were always going home to see grandparents, which yep. were wonderful, wonderful yeah. memories for me. But they went somewhere and did something.
Yeah.
And I remember from the get-go, you know, he had Maximum, which, who knows? Now that I've taken Ramsey courses, I don't know that I'm doing all this right, but I'm going to say it on here anyway. You know, we would have Maximum taxes withheld. Mm-hmm. It was kind of like our little savings account. So
yeah.
then when we would get our tax return, yeah. get bigger tax return when the kids are there mm-hmm. and all that. And you know, we still got some tax return even as y'all got older, but we would take that, and that was specifically
yeah.
like we're using this on vacation.
Right.
And so as y'all became adults, what we did was we would rent somewhere big enough mm-hmm. to house whoever could come, and we would invite all of y'all.
Yeah.
And it
well,
was
a lot of times the West Virginia crew
yeah,
would
come
that,
join us.
I think that certain vacation they did.
Okay.
Because I remember, for whatever reason, because I couldn't do the ropes course.
Yes.
And Joy, it hadn't, like she had just had Boston.
Yeah, because I remember pictures of the guys up there, but
yeah, she just had Boston, so I don't think she really wanted to.
Do you know, was
that,
the vacation that
I can't remember.
I think
we
my mom and
yeah.
Kyle came.
Yes, because I remember
and met
Grandma.
Us there, and
mm-hmm.
I took the boys on a mom date.
That was
and
the horseback
I took
riding.
Them horseback riding on the beach.
Yeah.
And while we did that for you girls, because you were expecting
yeah.
and had tiny babies, I had massage therapy come to the house, set up, and give
yeah.
you all massages.
She had to bring the special table for
me.
For the
my pregnant
belly.
Lady.
But I remember Grandma being there. And I remember her, like, it was lunchtime. I don't know why I remember this. It's so funny. It was lunchtime, and we were talking about eating, and she was like, well, what do you want to eat? I'll go get it. And she went upstairs and made me a big sandwich and brought it
lunch.
Down. Yeah. But I remember that, and I think we got our nails done.
Yes.
I think.
Yes.
Because I
we
had,
did.
Like,
I tried to think, because you
bright,
couldn't go horseback
yeah.
riding. I tried to come up with some things that would be neat for y'all.
Yeah, I had this bright, like, neon orange. I'm not really sure where my mind was.
It probably looked good with your tan at
yeah.
the time.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I was a beach ball at that point, so.
Well, and I remember, that's what we were talking about, is the vacations were a big deal to him. Mm-hmm. He would start buying food.
Oh,
I mean, six
you
weeks.
You take a trailer.
6 weeks out, or a month out, he would start planning
yeah.
meals and buying food and
yeah.
stocking up, and then.
I remember many times him pulling his trailer
yes,
behind
yes,
food
with the food
and
in it
toilet paper.
And all the things for the house
yeah.
that we rented, and.
Yeah.
And I'm so thankful. Mm-hmm. I would say that to people. Take the vacation. You know, it, yeah. figure out in your budget where you can go do that, even if it's something cheaper, even yeah. if it's something like with like days. Camping yeah. or yes, or go a shorter amount of time. Short. Figure out. And I mean, frankly, you can even do day trips. Dad was great about when the kids were growing up. He would, you know, just say, hey, we're going to go do visit this or do this. Mm-hmm. And we drive a little bit, yeah. do that thing, come back. We might splurge and do an overnight or whatever. Yeah. But memories matter, mm-hmm. don't they? Now that we're yeah. on this side of it. Not what all you bought them, although that mm-hmm. there's some memories with that. But, I mean, excuse me. Yeah, they have memories. Yeah. That's what I meant. Yeah. There's like some memories that go along with that. Yes. Yeah. But memories matter. Just now, our family has so much joy in looking back over each one of those vacations, where we went, what mm-hmm. funny thing happened on that vacation, or, you know, what we did together, or what didn't even mm-hmm. go right on it ended up being, you know, a good part of the memories.
Yeah. I mean, that last year, if I'm remembering correctly, I don't think we were going to go on a vacation that last summer, if I remember correctly.
Well, it was the year before that we did not.
Right.
Because he was so upset about it.
Right. And then I think it was that, was it July?
Yeah, we went that Tennessee. July.
It was kind of like the last minute almost. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes, it was. And I remember, I'll say this while we're here, because we're talking about vacation. I remember the summer before, we waited too late to kind of confirm with all y'all's schedules. Mm-hmm. And so finally we were just like, you know what, it's not going to work out this summer. And I remember him being kind of grumpy, and he just wasn't ever really grumpy. And I was like, what is wrong with you? And I guess I had been complaining a little about, I just hate not taking the kids on a vacation. And he said, well, I hate it too. This was awful. I will never do this again. It's like, okay. And so that was the following mm-hmm. year that we went back to the schedule of vacations. We had done them together ever, mm-hmm. you know, all the way back through, even Joy joining the family.
Yeah.
But yes, we went to Tennessee, mm-hmm. and that was where I even think back and think, that's where I remember mm-hmm. and noticed that he was very tired.
Yeah, his back. He was having trouble with his back.
Starting to have trouble with his back.
So remember, he'd be in the kitchen cooking, and he would sit, mm-hmm. like he would sit on a stool to cook.
So I don't regret any of that. You know, I look back on that and think we spent money each time to rent a home, to invite our grown kids mm-hmm. to come. I would do it over that exact way, mm-hmm. over and over 1,000 times. They are some of the best memories I've ever had.
It was always fun.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I want to thank you for sharing your heart with me today.
Thank you for having me.
I think it's nice to have your viewpoint for other people out there that are in the same or similar situations. Mm-hmm. I think it's neat to hear your heart, and it's sweet for me to be able to tell people what you are in my life. I love you very much. I know you have your own mom you're close to. I don't feel like I'm trying to replace your mom, but I feel like we're good friends. Mm-hmm. Close, close, close friends. And, you know, I said with her, God picked who my sons have. I did pray for y'all before you ever came about, but I mean, if I had it to do over, I would go pick the exact same people that each of my sons have. I would. And you all fill in the gaps, and you're the strengths to their weaknesses, I feel like. So I'm thankful for that. And I just want to tell you I love you. And
love you too.
Thank you for all that you've been and done in my life so far.
And same. Ditto.
All right. Well, that's a wrap for us.
We appreciate you joining us today at Speak Your Grief with Sonia. Connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, or YouTube, as new episodes are added weekly. Thank you again for joining us as we unpack our grief. We hope you have been reminded that you are not alone in this journey.